Hi, welcome to a StanLib Economic Podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the Chief Economist within StanLib. It's been a couple of days since we had the budget, which wasn't the budget, and it might be useful just to reflect and update where we are in terms of what's next for the budget on the 12th of March. The dispute, as everybody I think knows by now, was the 2% increase in the VAT rate. Essentially, government said that we want to increase the VAT rate by 2%, collect 60 billion rand more a year, and we need that money in order to fund additional expenditure. A lot of that additional expenditure relates to salary adjustments as well as to social payments, but there were some other items included, and so the combination of all of those items told government that they need to raise additional funds. Obviously, government does have choices about where they can collect additional money, but from their perspective, they are reluctant to increase the corporate tax or individual income tax simply because those numbers are already quite onerous and they feel that that would do more economic damage. And so they made a choice to go with the VAT rate. The VAT rate is a regressive tax. It's very broad-based. It hurts the poor more than it hurts people who are better off. And so it becomes a very unpopular tax. Although the advantage, obviously, is that it broadens out the tax collection, and it's actually a very efficient, a very cost-effective way of collecting money. So government simply decided to go with the VAT rate. There clearly wasn't consultation widely ahead of time and in order to get a buy-in from the different political parties. And so the backlash from the DA was understandable. And I think from the DA's perspective, I can see their argument. The argument is that, you know, the way you're trying to balance this budget is you put in a lot of pressure, downward pressure on the South African economy. The economy is barely growing as it is, and what you're trying to do is going to stifle that growth even further. In other words, there's not much in the budget that is really designed to get economic growth much more vibrant, and ultimately, that's really what South Africa needs. And if you're trying to solve South Africa's longer-term fiscal problems, that's the only way to do it. You've got to lift the growth rate. The growth rate generates more employment. That employment, hopefully, is also in the formal sector. And as a consequence of that, you widen out the tax base and therefore you're able to collect more tax revenue. So ultimately, there's no way to avoid that as your longer-term outcome. But clearly, government is not fully embracing that, and they're simply trying to, year by year, patch the numbers. By patch the numbers, I mean find some way to fund their ongoing expenditure demands. Last year, it was using the Jafekra account. This year, it's using VAT receipts. But it seems very clear to me that if I look at the projections going forward, this is going to persist. We're going to find ourselves in a position, if economic growth remains subdued, that every year government's going to come back and say, well, the expenditure numbers were more than we think. We've got to find a way to fund ourselves. And this pressure is going to remain in place until government finally decides, let's really focus and understand what is required in order to grow the economy. I simply don't think they're doing that right now. And so that ultimately is the underlying or binding constraint. So what choices does the government have when we get to the 12th of March? Well, clearly there are a couple of things they could do. They could find a compromise. So the compromise could, for example, be let's increase the VAT rate 1% instead of 2%, and then the additional money that we need, we find that by adjusting various expenditure items across a broad range of categories and kind of fudge the situation. That's probably the most realistic compromise that is likely to emerge, but I don't think it's a solution. You're going to end up with a VAT rate that is higher, that is going to put strain on the economy, put strain on many households, and is clearly going to be very unpopular. And there's no doubt that you're not going to be using that money to really boost the economy. If I look at government's latest economic projections that were included in the budget review, for this budget, then the growth rate barely changes over the next 3 years. So government, by their own acknowledgement, is saying, yes, we want another 180 billion rand from taxpayers, but we're not thinking that that's going to boost South Africa's growth in any significant way. And so that's going to be the ultimate outcome, is that you're going to say government wants more money, but you're going to struggle to understand what are you getting for that additional tax revenue. And at this stage, the answer is going to be very little and certainly not higher economic growth. So the compromise of 1%, probably the most realistic outcome. Clearly, the DA can't simply agree now to the 2% VAT increase because that would look silly. Why did you then object to the 2% to start with? So you've got to see some change implemented from what we've got now. Of course, what the DA could do is say, no, we don't want any VAT increase whatsoever, and therefore force the government into a much more substantial decision. That's difficult to judge whether they're willing to do that. The DA would understand that there's some risk that ultimately the GNU falls apart and there are bigger implications of the GNU falling apart. So you can't be sure how far the DA would want to push this. Already they have got clearly a political victory. I think it's a meaningful political victory, and I think it does set a different tone for how decision-making is done within the GNU, so that I think is good. Are they willing to push that even further and insist that there's no VAT increase? That is unclear and difficult to judge. If I was in their position, though, what I would be looking for is something completely different. I'd be saying, hold on, we keep focusing on where we get the additional tax revenue from. What we should focus on instead is how do we curtail expenditure? How do we curtail expenditure in a way that doesn't interrupt some of the main expenditure programs? Now, it turns out that every minister simply went back to their department and said, let's find a way to cut 2.5% of our current budget, a mere 2.5%. Let's find a way to effect a savings of 2.5%. And if every minister could do that, then essentially you wouldn't need a VAT increase. Now, if I look at the type of wasteful expenditure that Elon Musk is able to uncover within the US economic system, I've got to believe that within South Africa's government, there is a massive amount of wasteful expenditure or inefficient expenditure going on. And to ask each minister simply to extract 2.5% saving must be very achievable. And so I would hope that that's the way they ultimately end up going, that the president simply calls the ministers together, issues a directive that says, go and find 2.5% savings. And you have to come back with something and put on the table that's going to be sustainable. I think that could be achieved, and it would demonstrate that government understands the constraints that the household sector is under, that business is under. It would understand that putting up the VAT 1% or 2% does a lot of damage, and instead they're looking for a better solution. I think that would lift confidence within the country and also clearly indicate that government is willing to be more sensitive to the plight of the economic participants. So that is what I hope they deliver. It's not what I expect them to deliver. I expect that ultimately they'll come back with some sort of compromise. It's going to leave us in a position where it's going to be clear that we still haven't got the fiscal consolidation underway, that in terms of the budget review that was presented, the debt level is likely to increase further, so we haven't got to the top of the debt level. It's very clear that we are trying to improve the efficiency of revenue collection, but we're not quite there yet. It's very clear that we're trying to control government salaries, but there's slippage that goes on there that allows for salaries to go up more than inflation. We're trying to make better decisions around long-term social grants and social spending, but we're unable to get on top of that. And so all of that would lead us with a view that we're just not controlling the consolidation of government expenditure effectively. And I think ultimately the credit rating agencies will review that in a negative light. They will review South Africa's lack of economic growth negatively, and so we'll be reluctant at this stage to look for a credit rating upgrade. Obviously, if government does come to the party on the 15th of March and put something together that is much more compelling, then that would paint a completely different picture. It would say that there's been a maturing of the GNU and that out of that maturing, we're able to effect better policy outcomes, and that would go a long way to encouraging foreign investment and encouraging rating agencies. So I do see the decision, the political decision they make for the 12th of March has been absolutely critical. But the underlying dynamic is we've got a weak economy that's struggling to gain momentum. We've got a fiscal position that remains under pressure with ongoing fiscal slippage. Both of those two things are not sustainable longer term. We've got a debt level that is likely to go to over 76% of GDP. That's equally not sustainable longer term. And so what we constantly are avoiding are the hard political decisions around the way in which we grow this country and the way in which we manage the fiscal position. Hope that makes some sense. We'll provide an update when we get the budget on the 12th of March. We'll put together a review and update the podcast, and there will be a whole lot of documents made available on our website. I hope that makes some sense. Thanks a lot for listening.